When you are ready, you will see the sign. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. When you are ready, you will see the sign. Well, you know, our basic thought, our basic discussions are on spiritual healing, spiritual life, walking the spiritual path, listening within, hearing the divine within ourselves revealed to us what it is that is the path that we choose to go, and all these beautiful things. These things are very positive, very wonderful, very uplifting, but they also leave you wanting. People have searched the world, searched everywhere, looking to find their spiritual path. People have looked everywhere to find their divine being. They've gone to all of the great gurus in the world, and they've gone to all the great religions in the world, and a lot of the not-so-great religions in the world that are offering a wonderful way to understand things. And people have gone to all these people, and if you look in the encyclopedia, if you look in the almanac, you'll see a listing of so many wonderful churches everywhere. So many of these churches that are all offering to be helpful and be wonderful and be dynamic and be exciting for people. They're really something very fascinating and very interesting. Now, what is all this about? What is all this about where we are seeking to look outwardly for the answers, and we don't know the answers, and we'd like to know the answers. We wish we could know the answers. We search for them, we search for them, we search for them, and still nothing comes to us. We wonder, are we doing something wrong? Are we being inobvious to whatever is going on? Are we being unable to understand what's going on? And of course, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. The answer to all these things is the simplest thing in the world. It's doing whatever is the easiest thing to do. Now, what is the easiest thing to do? What is the easiest thing to do? Now, for instance, if you take the children and you gather them together and you sit with them in an evening and just tell stories. And as you tell these stories, the children look at you and they say, "Oh, that's so interesting. That's so fantastic." And you have just listened to your own inner self, and you have made up these stories and brought them out of your inner mind, and you think to yourself, "My goodness, where did I get all those ideas from?" And then, as you're walking down the street, and you're looking at the plants, you're looking at the birds, you're looking at the flowers and trees, you're looking at the people going by, and you think, "Here I live in such a fabulous universe, a universe so filled with beautiful things, so filled with exciting things, a universe that is really an utterly marvelous universe. And how did it come to be? How did this universe come into beingness? How did all of these trees and flowers and birds and bees and people and countries and all these dramatic things come to be?" And then we wonder, now look, as time went on the face of the earth, there were just creatures, and then human creatures came along with the mind that was able to do things. Now that mind was always there. That intelligence was always there. The ability to do things was always there, and yet we ignored it. Oh, you say, well, we didn't have much of an intelligence inside of ourselves. Oh, yes, we did. At all times, we have had all knowledge in us. At all times, we've had the ability to be a storyteller in us. Oh, if you could listen to some of the stories that were told hundreds, thousands of years ago, you'd be utterly amazed. Because these people are telling stories about things that are coming in the future, things that are out of the past. They're listening to their own inner divinity and revealing that and telling these stories. They have all knowledge in them, and they're speaking from this all knowledge. Yes, If you could read some of the things that were written years ago, if you could read the philosophy, the ideals, the way that people thought, and the way that people dreamed, and the way that people acted, you'd find that, hey, not that it's so strange from today, it's quite similar, but it was even more beautiful, even more simplified, even more pure in every possible way. Now, how did it get that be? How did it get to be? You see, as each person throughout all of history has listened to their divine within, their divine within sparkles them with all sorts of ideas that they have no way of interpreting. They do have a way of interpreting if they listen further, but they're just so flabbergasted by what they have heard and what they've seen, and they're just amazed. And they go off into sort of a trance-like experience, and they think, oh, goodness sakes, my goodness, our mystics and our psychics today are a bunch of silly people. They think that there's something outside of them that is revealing to them what's going on inside of them. And how silly can you be? They are that revelation right within themselves. They are who they are. As they speak of these things that are being revealed to them, yes, being revealed to them, as they have opened up their hearts to listen to it, it's the divine in them speaking. It's not something outside of them. It's not some angel coming down from heaven and saying, hey, I'm going to give you a special bit of information that you can pass along if you like. But no, they listen. And they say what comes directly from their heart, from their soul, and from their being. And today, you and I are doing this very same thing. When you are ready, you'll see the sign. When you are ready to believe that whatever comes to your consciousness is the divine in you, you say, well, some of the stuff is pretty nutty. That's right. Nutty in today's understanding. But when you let go and realize it, well, there are lots of people who go around calling themselves Jesus, and you say, well, they're crazy. Well, that's right. All people are Jesus. All people are the oneness of the allness that existed at the time of his experiences here on earth, and today they could still be experiencing that same thing because there is no time, there is no space. And all people were Adam and Eve. All people are God. All people are all. Now, where do we want to put our emphasis? Where do we want to put our direction in life? Where do we want to put the idea of who we are and what we are? Where do we want to put the emphasis? Well, we want to put the emphasis on being ourselves and having fun. And if we give out some information that the rest of the world is not really ready for it, then we like to say it's a psychic adventure. It's something beyond the physical, something beyond the beingness and the understanding of humanity. It's metaphysical. And we want to say that. And of course, when we do that, all we're doing is not taking responsibility for who and what we are. It's a very silly thing. Because we are pretty wonderful. We are very wonderful. And when we take responsibility for who and what we are, marvelous things happen. When you're ready, you'll see the sign. And the sign will be, hey, it seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. You see, it's that deja vu. We've been there. We've done that. We have this awareness that we do know all things. We do have an understanding. We do get goosebumps throughout our entire system every time we think of something that's a deja vu. Every time we think of something that's so spectacular, so remarkable, so understandable. And when we do that, wow, wow, do beautiful things happen. Wonderful things happen. Let go and let the divine in you reveal you to you. Let go and let God. Let go and let the divine in you reveal you to you. When you are ready, you'll see the sign. And the sign is when we open our eyes. If you're driving down a road and you're not paying attention to the signs that you're driving past, you missed all sorts of opportunities to know what's going on. It says, you are entering an Indian reservation. It says you are entering special museum here of ancient history and archaeological findings. It says you are going by the greatest city in America. It says you're doing all these things. And do you see those signs? Quite likely not. Especially if you took that road many times, you ignored it. You ignored it. You only thought of that sign because that's a sign saying, well, your grandmother, your mother, your father, somebody else lives near that sign. That sign is a turnoff point. And you don't think what the sign says. But think. Think. You'll see the sign, but if you're not ready, you won't even know that it's there. You will not realize it's there. You will go by it. And you will ignore it. When you're ready, you will see that sign. You will know that divine within you and live it and be it and enjoy it. Now, anyone can do this. Anyone may do this. And anyone will do this when they make their journey inside themselves rather than outside. If we want to go to the gurus of the world and the religions of the world and the philosophies of the world and the metaphysical schools of the world, as glorious as they may be, if we don't get the message, go to the Father within, go within to the divine within, go within to who you really are. They all teach that. None teach, look to the outer. Oh, they say, help your neighbor, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But you see, all of these things don't mean anything. When you don't like yourself and you don't think that you're really worthwhile, that you're really supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you want to be that which is and that which always will be, and you want to be open to it. You want to see all these signs as you're going along. And the signs, well, there's on top of the mountain written by a monk a number of years ago. And he said in the monastery where he was, it was a very beautiful monastery and beautiful consciousness and beautiful attitudes. And all over the walls were lovely positive thinking signs, affirmations of truth. And as he came into the monastery, he read all the signs and recognized what they said, and then absolutely, totally ignored them. Not that he forgot them, he ignored them. And he ignored applying them in his life. He ignored utilizing that rhythm and that beauty, that sign that told him when he's ready, the door is there for him. Knock, and it'll be opened unto you. When you're ready, the realization of whatever is for your highest and best will manifest for you. It'll be revealed to you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, if you're ready, slow down. Slow down on that outer pace and speed up on that inner pace. Take time to be by yourself. Take time to listen within. Take time to walk among the roses, and while not smelling the roses, smelling the divine within you, which has a fragrance far greater than any fragrance your nose could ever conceive of from the outside. Eat it. It has a taste that's far greater than anything you've ever known before. Live it. It has an assuredness, a confidence that you have felt before, but never known for more than a moment. And now as you dwell within, listen within, go to that presence within you, and unite yourself in awareness with that presence within, then all is revealed through you as you, and you are all. It's a wonderful adventure. But think about it. It's well worth thinking about. I know I do, and to me it means a great deal. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.